Yeah?
Oh yeah, you're good.
Okay, we're good. So yesterday we talked about the Mizbeach, and we talked about the sacred GPS. How did we find out exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be?
Mesorah.
Right? Not a Mesorah. How could you have a Mesorah of exactly this spot? So we had to have three prophets that came to establish the Mizbeach during the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Rambam began by telling us that the place of the Mizbeach is very exact, and then he gave us like deep history. First, he said, this is the place where Avraham Avinu bound Yitzchak. It says, Lech Lecha L'Eretz HaMoriah. Then he goes to Shlomo HaMelech. Then all of a sudden he goes back and he talks about David and Shlomo, and he talks about Noach, and he talks about Adam and Cain and Hevel, and so on and so forth. So there seems to be a jumble here in the order. The Rambam is not giving this in historical fashion. He doesn't do it in order. Furthermore, there is a basic underpinning of an issue over here, which comes to the fore. And that is, when the Torah speaks about Yerushalayim, and the Torah never identifies Yerushalayim by name, the Torah says, V'hoya hamokim asher yivchar, the place that God will choose. It doesn't say a place that I chose but didn't tell anybody. It says the place that I will choose. When does that happen? When does that place get chosen by God, if you will? In the time of David HaMelech. Nasan HaNavi says, God has chosen. Where was the Beis HaMikdash? Where was the Mishkan? Where was the Shiloh? 369 years, enormous amount of time. And that was kosher. It's good. It's actually alluded to in the scripture. It says you come El HaMenucha, El HaNachala. Menucha is Shiloh. And Nachala is Yerushalayim. Shiloh doesn't last for that much less than the first Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash is 410 years. Shiloh is 369 years.
That's Shiloh, that's where Silvan is.
Shiloh is...
That's where Yer David is?
It's not where Yer David is. No. That's what the world calls Samaria. West Bank. So here it says, Hamakim Asher Yivchar, it's a place that God will choose. And conversely, the Rambam is telling us, this is old history. This is where Adam and Eve were, and Cain and Abel, and Noah, and this is where it was created from. Which is it? Is it because this is a place that God chose? Or is this simply a place with a lot of storied history? So naturally, we went for that place. So the Rebbe once talked about this, and he resolved the problem in a very interesting way. And he maintained that if you learn the Rambam properly, you'll see the Rambam alludes to this resolution, and it's implicit within the halacha. The first thing the Rambam begins, what the Rambam we learned yesterday was, HaMizbeach mekayimai mechuvan b'yayser. Statement. The Mizbeach is a very exact place. A Mishana Neisai. Can't change it from the place. How do we know? Because David HaMelech says, in the book of Chronicles, it says, V'zeh HaMizbeach lo'ilu li'yisrael. This is the Mizbeach. What do you mean, Zeh HaMizbeach? And what was going on at Shiloh? That wasn't a Mizbeach. No, that was a Mizbeach. But now, V'zeh Mizbeach. Now, it means now God has chosen this spot. So it's because God chose it. Now, we mention, you should know, that in this Mizbeach, Isaac was bound. Avram built a Mizbeach there. And that's because it says Har HaMoriah. And here about Shlomo HaMelech, it says Har HaMoriah. So we draw a corollary between the words Moriah and Moriah. There's Moriah with Avraham Avinu when he gets instructions about the Akedah. There's Moriah with Shlomo HaMelech. So we know that there is a history, a historical context and background over here. But it doesn't say the place that Yitzchak went ahead, Avram bound Yitzchak. First it says, V'zeh Mizbeach Lo'ilu, which refers to Hashem choosing. So the Rebbe suggests, what the Rama was trying to tell us is, that the prophets, long before we, the Jewish people, were told, that's the place that Hashem has chosen, that we're prophetically aware that Hashem would choose that place. So when Avraham Avinu gets instructions, go to Har HaMoriah, he intuitively knows. We're talking about people who lived in a different state of consciousness. He's a heavy-duty prophet. So he has, because he's aware, he somehow knows this is going to be a very special spot. So naturally, that's where he builds the Mizbeach. And that's how we understand where the Rambam devolves with this into the next halacha. U'meseiris bi'adar kol, there's a tradition that the place where David HaMishla and Shlomo built it in the threshing grounds of Aravna. That is the place that Avraham built it. And, by the way, Avraham's not the first prophet to be aware that this would be a special place in the future. We're going like backwards. And they would say, oh, by the way, because it's even more of what we would call a chiddush, a novelty, that Avram could be aware of this in the future. That's pretty cool. And it's like far away, and he still had an intuition. Now it turns out, not only Avraham had this intuition, but an earlier prophet named Noach, 10 generations before him, he had the intuition. He knew this was going to be a special place. Not only did Noach know this was going to be a special place, apparently Cain and Abel knew it was going to be a special place. And in fact, even Adam had a sense about him that this was Adam Nivra, that he knew that this was a special spot through which he would be able to obtain pardon. So in summation, we're sacrificing history here. In other words, we sacrifice history. It's not history that made the altar the altar. It's really God's choosing that makes the altar the altar. However, there is a deep history as well, because they were aware somehow that God was going to choose this spot, so everybody was guided to go to this place that Hashem would in the future choose. He did choose it. It became the Mizbeach La'ilah. By the time we get to the Second Temple era, we need prophets to tell us not where he will choose, but where he chose. Where he chose. And that's where the three prophets come along, and they say, this is the spot that God chose, that other prophets prior, in millennia before, were aware would be the place that Hashem has chosen. And that's what the background of the Mizbeach, the altar, is really all about. Oh.